Vatican Viewpoint. Insights, ideas, and analysis from where the Church meets the world.
National Schools Week is being observed in dioceses around the United States this week. This year's theme, Catholic Schools, Communities of Faith, Knowledge, and Service, focuses on the important faith-building, academic, and societal contributions provided by Catholic education. Christopher Wells spoke to Bishop Christopher Coyne of Burlington, Vermont, chairman of the Committee on Communications for the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops.
Well, I think it's important both to celebrate the history of Catholic schools in the United States and how formative they've been not only for the Catholic Church, but also for the wider community of the culture of the United States, but to strengthen and foster and commit ourselves once again to maintaining the excellent Catholic schools that we have in the country in the face of changing demographics and, you know, a lot of financial stress that various parishes and schools are facing.
And you mentioned the history of the Catholic schools in the United States. They've certainly played a very large role in educating, as you say, not just Catholics, but also having an impact on the whole community. Can you talk a little bit more about the history of Catholic schools and their impact?
Sure. I mean, in the United States, in many places, the Catholic school system was a reaction to Catholics, new Catholic communities finding themselves in a culture that was very evangelical or very Protestant. And so, for example, when I was stationed in Indianapolis as an auxiliary bishop, the history of the very strong Catholic school system there was, in many ways, a reflection on the fact that even the public school systems within many of our states were of a Protestant ethos and were driven by they had prayer, they had Bible reading, but it was not Catholic. And so much of the Catholic community felt it was important to recognize their traditions as well. And so these private Catholic schools were set up very generously by parents and people to not only educate the children, but educate them in the faith of the Church. As time went on, of course, and Catholic Church became more and more integrated and public schools became less and less connected with public prayer and even any kind of promotion of religion in general, Catholic schools still maintain their charism to foster Catholic identity, Catholic education. But in many instances, too, they were in places where school systems were not serving communities well, in the inner city, in some of the poorer communities around the country. So there was also that aspect of the social justice mission of the Church as well.
And Bishop, the theme for this year's National Catholic Schools Week is Communities of Faith, Knowledge, and Service. Can you speak to us a little bit more about that theme?
Yeah, what that theme does is it promotes the reality that Catholic schools are not just simply concerned with the idea of educating children or with the importance of educating children, for giving them the knowledge they need, but that we are committed to formation. And you can see in each of those categories that it's where we're forming the whole person, spiritually, pastorally, in terms of their education as well, both theologically, but most especially in terms of education for life. So that captures what is really so good about Catholic schools, that we're not about education so much as we're about formation.
And in fact, Bishop, I'd like to carry on with that theme a little bit. This year, one of the big events for Catholics around the world is the 50th anniversary of the Second Vatican Council, which also had a lot to say, or at least something to say about Catholic education. There's a whole document committed to Catholic education. In the Church in the modern world, do Catholic schools have a specific role? And is it important for Catholic parents to consider sending their children to Catholic schools?
I can't agree with that any more than what you just said, in the sense that in a culture, especially in the United States or in the First World, that's becoming less and less connected with religion, that often sees it as something to avoid, a culture that's becoming more and more secularized, allowing families of all faiths or of all ideologies to have the opportunity to come to a school that is faith-based and that has that kind of ethics of Catholicism in it is so important. Here in Vermont, we are the least religious state in the country, in the United States. Something like 40% of the people in Vermont are either agnostic, atheistic, or don't belong to any religion at all. And so the Catholic schools are an opportunity for us to not only educate, form, but also to evangelize.
And corresponding to the importance of Catholic schools for the students, it seems to me, is the importance of Catholic communities, parishes, parent groups, dioceses, working together to support and promote the Catholic schools. What do Catholics need to do today to help encourage Catholic education?
I would say that they really, if Catholics wanted to encourage education, I would say that they should encourage their families to send their children to Catholic schools. The most important thing is to use resources out there from our bounty or my treasure, whatever it may be, to perhaps support scholarships for families that may find it a bit difficult to pay for the tuitions that are part of sending their children to Catholic school. I would also say that, serving in their parishes and promoting it and talking positively about their past experience with Catholic schools. Many people have a lot of fond memories of their Catholic schools, and just thinking to themselves, I would like my children or other children to have that opportunity as well.
And one of the things that we talk about, but maybe is lost in the general consciousness, Bishop, is the idea that education concerns not just the school that you send your children to, the church, especially the parish and the diocese, guiding the school and giving that Catholic character and atmosphere, but also the importance of parents and family and the family as the first teachers of their children. Could you speak about that relationship between the family and the church and the school all working together for the children?
I think the relationship between family and the church working together to educate their children and form them in the faith of the church is a very important one. There is still a struggle at times within our Catholic community where whether you're talking about religious education programs or Catholic schools, where many families feel it's sufficient for them just to simply drop the children off to the school or off the classrooms without actually kind of promoting and living the faith within their own families, if even, for example, going to Sunday Mass. So much of what we're trying to do in our Catholic schools here in Vermont is to work with the families, encourage the families, and evangelize the whole family, supporting those families that are very committed to the church and living the faith, but also those families that are sending their children to our schools, not only focusing upon them, but also focusing upon the parents and helping them develop that domestic church within their own household so that they can sustain and support what goes on in our schools and vice versa.
That was Bishop Christopher Coyne of Burlington, Vermont, chairman of the Committee on Communications for the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, speaking to Christopher Wells.
Vatican Viewpoint. Insights, ideas, and analysis from where the Church meets the world.